Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Come on in. Welcome to one of the world's most popular personal growth podcasts. Nearly 20 years now, we may be one of those popular in the universe. I don't know. I know this, though. There's a lot of people all over everywhere that are showing up today to do exactly what you want to do. Get out of bed, make their best life. Go after their goals. Whatever it is for you, they're all doing it today. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the future, because sometimes what stops you, what makes you hesitate, if you will, is you don't really understand what's coming. So we'll chat about that just a little bit today and maybe change your mindset, get you less scared about that, and have a way to move forward no matter what gets in the way, because that's what it's all about. Stand up, take a step, repeat until you get what you want. Just keep on going until you're in the grave. Who cares, right? Someday you'll be dead looking up and say, how'd I do? Well, get out there today and do it so they can say, told you what you did. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. That there is a little bit of Scott logic. Welcome. Good to have you. My name is Scott Smith. Having more fun than the boss said I was allowed to have, but last I checked, I'm the boss of me. And so are you. So let's have a little bit of fun today. Since 2006, 4,793 episodes. I had a conversation with my trainer yesterday, Jacob. Now, Jacob is interesting because he's a personal trainer. I hired him. He's kicking my butt 4 days a week right now. And he's asking me all kinds of questions. We have great conversations, and I love to talk with him. Young guy, 28 years old. Love to talk with him a little bit. And he always waits until he has 235 pounds above my chest and making me press it to complete failure. Yes, by the way. 235 pounds. Man, building some muscle these days. But Jason says to me, Scott, I got so much to do. I got this, I got that. He wants to start his Instagram channel. He wanted to record a few videos because he's a trainer and show people his special technique, and he's awfully good. He said, I don't know what's in the way. I said, dude, you're just hesitating. So what do you mean hesitating? I said, well, you've already thought about this. It's already at work in your life. It's already down deep inside your soul. You already know what you want to do. You're just hesitating. Yeah, so, yeah, I guess you're right. I said, well, tell you what, when I get done today, why don't we grab your iPhone and why don't we go over to the machine over there and why don't we record a couple of these Instagram videos for you, just get it done, get it out there. He goes, can we do that? Would you do that? I said, well, hell yeah. He goes, oh, let me see if I can. Let me see if I may have a client next. I don't know. I said, what? Are you hesitating again? He goes, I do have a client. I said, what are you going to ask me next? I don't know. I said, maybe, can I do it tomorrow? Can you? Yeah, I will. Stop hesitating, guys. Everybody does it. This Face Your Passion program, it's a wonderful coaching program. We've included so much for you. And if you haven't seen the webinar, go to faceyourpassion.com. Check it out. But I got to tell you, I'm talking to a lot of people who are hesitating their asses off. Whether you join me or not, it doesn't matter. But stop waiting around. Stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop complaining about it. Stop putting up with it. What the hell are you doing that for? I'm sorry. I'm not going to go back. That's clean. That's a PG rating, okay? I get passionate about this stuff because I see it all the time. People waiting month after month after month. Don't do it anymore. Stop. Done. Okay. Boom. All right. Come along for the ride. That's me tapping my Apple Pencil. Do you have an Apple Pencil? They're awesome. I draw stuff on my computer all the time. It's not good. I'm waiting for it to do it for me, but it doesn't do that yet. So the other day, probably a week, 2 weeks ago, had a mentor say to me, we get all kinds of crazy conversations. Even though I coach all the time, I'm still talking to folks. Sometimes I feel like a rookie. I've done this a long time, and I'm talking to somebody, and they say something like, what? And I've heard something like this before, but when you hear it in person, when somebody has your attention, when you're like engaged, they've got your attention, you respect them, you're listening, you ever have that? Maybe you're doing that right now with me, maybe if I'm lucky enough. I never forget the day he said, you have to become the person you want to be before becoming the person you want to be. Thinking to myself, wait a second, that sounds a lot like Scott logic. That sounds like what I would say to myself. You have to become the person you want to be before you become the person you want to be. You've heard stuff like that before. And maybe you haven't. We have a lot of folks that come into this show all the time. About 70% of our listeners every single month are brand new, never heard me before. It's crazy. And a lot of them are fairly young. Haven't thought about this stuff before. A lot of you are finding your own way for the first time. A lot of you finally waking up. been 40 years, you finally decide to get your act together. And when I say that, get your act together, I mean finally do what you want to do. Got out of high school, went to college, got married, had kids, boom, everything happened, and suddenly you're like, what happened? What happened to my dreams? You're still somebody, but you're not the person you want to be yet, are you? What? You have to fake it till you make it? That's what I said. Now remember, when I'm in coaching mode or being coached mode, and coaches are hard to coach. I like to be coachable. I like to listen. And when somebody comes to me and they offer advice and offer to help me, I listen and I respond just like you respond to me. I just get into it. I don't fight back. Coaches can be hard because we can play you. We know what's coming. We know what you're going to say. We know all this stuff. Try it. Try to coach a coach. I'm so open to it. So in the moment, I said, what do you mean? I got to fake it? Hey, no, I'm not going to change who I am. I am Scott. I do what I do. Whatever the heck that is. People listen to the podcast. What the hell is this? I don't know. We're figuring it out. When I get it there, I'll let you know. All I know is we show up and help a whole lot of people every single day. No, you're not changing who you are. It's just you have to understand that in the future, you're going to have a different set of beliefs than you hold right now. You'll be different. Your values will be different. That's called growth. Whatever you believe, you're going to become. It's going to be different tomorrow. You're not going to be the same person tomorrow that you are today, and I don't think you want to be. At first, I thought what he meant was I have to sell my soul to the devil. I'm not sure what you get by selling your soul to the devil these days, but I don't want it. Whatever the devil is giving me, I don't want it. I thought you had to sell your soul to the devil and take on beliefs of the devil. Devil, by the way, being other people, other things, waste of time, procrastinating, all that fun stuff. I just want to get what I want. But one day I realized that day-to-day living is changing me anyway. Doesn't matter. You got out of bed today and tuned to this podcast. What's Scott going to say? Maybe you tuned in not even knowing who Scott is or having any idea what the hell is this guy going to talk about today. What's his deal? He sounds different than the other guys. Yeah, I am. So I don't care what the other guys do. I care about you getting out of bed, figuring out what you want to do, and making the best of it. Stop taking the hacks. Do the right thing. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. I just recognized one day that every single day, day-to-day living is changing you like it's changing me. You may as well make a choice for yourself. If you don't, every single day, life is going to change you, and it's going to take you the direction that it wants to take you. And you won't have any choice, and maybe that's okay with you. That's fine. A lot of people, it's perfect. I'm good, Scott. Man, yeah, you're comfortably miserable. That's what you are. Why are you talking to me then? Seriously. If you're happy, if life is perfect, why are you talking to me? Why are you listening to this podcast? It's not. I just want to stay motivated, Scott. Well, cool. That's cool, too. I like to do that as well. But seriously, day-to-day living is changing you. You may as well make a choice today to make it. So my thinking went kind of like this. Okay, let me think this through. If I hold a self-image of what I believe, all I have to do is create a future self-image of what I believe, decide what that person would believe, and set a set of rules and actions to make those beliefs happen. I do it every single day. The whole Face Your Fashion program is about that, 100%. It's about figuring out who I am now, figuring out what I want to do, notating that, kind of making an operation manual for myself and saying, okay, this is who I am now. If I take this and build upon it, this is what I want to be, and just kind of guess because we don't know. We don't know. But at least if you understand what you want in the future, at least to believe in how you want to feel in the future, you have a half a fighting chance to get it. And if you remind yourself every single day when you get out of bed, like I do with my daily awareness diary, remind myself what I was thinking about and what I want. I'm retrospectively thinking about myself and prospectively looking forward to the future and deciding what it's going to be. Well, heck, it's amazing what happens when you start contemplating where you've been and what that's going to turn into. And I was going to say a couple of years, but heck, it could turn into that tomorrow. There's no hesitating around this place. One piece of advice, if I may, leaning on the word hesitate. If you're thinking about your future and it's stopping you, you're just afraid of it. Stop hesitating. It's coming whether you like it or not. If you hesitate, a lot of opportunity, a lot of dreams are just going to disappear. A lot of frustration is going to arrive and you're just going to lose another night's sleep and wonder what the heck's going to happen today. When will I get and become who I want to be? There is no waiting. The very minute you decide to believe in what you're going to be, everything changes, and that starts today. So do it, all right? Tired of waiting on you. I mean that in the best way, okay? Come on, let's go. Let's do this together. You got it. All right, this workshop I did is awesome. You need to go watch it, and you need to join the Face Your Passion coaching program. If not, you're silly. That's all I'll say. Go to faceyourpassion.com, and I'll see you there.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up, what? Keep moving. Gotta get back up.